Whoa. Do you know what this is?
Ouch, rock, repeat.
Festival special!
That's our little jingle for this week. Hello, planet Earth. It is Key and Adam back again.
Again. Guess you forgot to press record for the second week in a row.
That would be Adam again.
What a day we have had so far.
Honestly, I'm not even going to exaggerate. Today has not been a fun day so far. Like, it is apart from the non-recording pressing of the button, we have had to contend with Asda.
Okay, so basically what happened was Key came around to my house, but that's where we do our recording because we're high tech, and their builders decided to be there all day, really, really loud and noisily.
Nothing wrong with that, but they're just really loud.
And how many times did I knock on that door?
A good few. I was in the kitchen ranting to Asda.
About some delivery or something.
Yeah, I don't want to go into it again, but because I could do a whole podcast about that, but... Yeah. You went and you were just like, I'm just going to go and ask them how long they're going to be like building till. And he was like knocking and knocking. And he was like, they know I'm knocking because, you know, it means.
I put a glass to the wall. Yeah. And I was like, I can hear them sewing, knitting builders.
Yeah.
I can hear them sawing in that room where the door is.
So you went back and you kept on going on and on and on. And eventually they did.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, we'll be here till... I'm not going to do an accent. About 4:45. And this was, what, 2:00?
I don't even know what time it is now. I don't know what day it is. But anyway, but there is a positive from all of this. It's a really good thing.
Where are we?
We are in a studio.
Yay.
Which is pretty sweet, actually. It's really, really sweet. So we are actually doing our first podcast from a studio.
Nobody's probably noticed, but every single podcast has sounded different because we've been in a different place every time. Hopefully, this is our home now.
Hopefully, yeah. It's going to sound, I think, really, really, really beautiful because we've got such lovely voices, don't we, Adam?
Yeah.
So this week, as you could tell from our little improv jingle at the beginning of the old podcast, we are going to be doing a little bit of a... feature this week, aren't we?
Yeah, someone called Josh messaged in and was like, hey, you should do a festival special. And we were like, hey, okay.
Yeah, that's literally what it was. But thanks, Josh. Really appreciate that. It's a really cool idea. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a whole podcast on festival.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, well, it's always fun.
There aren't many, but there are some rumours floating about.
Well, festival rumours? Yeah, there are. Go on, tell me about them.
Well, I went to see May Day Parade the other night.
Yep.
And at the end, Derek, I don't know, I think that's the name, he was like, I can't tell you much, but we'll be back very soon, specific to Leeds. And so I'm presuming they're not touring again, so they'll probably be playing Slam Dunk Festival.
That would probably correlate to the sort of bands that are playing.
In fact, by the time anybody listens to this, the announcement would have already happened.
Really?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Because we record the day before. So this is Tuesday, but this is Wednesday if you're listening to this. And the announcement is today, Wednesday, the 10th.
Oh, right. You could have just, you know, acted like it was Wednesday.
But, you know.
Oh, dear. Anyway, no, that's really
because
cool.
By the time someone listens to it, the announcement's already happened.
True. I would probably guess they're going to play Slam Dunk as a festival, if that's what they're meaning.
It wouldn't be Reading or Download. It wouldn't be Download, would it? I don't know. Neck Deep are playing Download. You never know.
I did see that. But that's really cool. That would be a lovely
rumour. Cool,
isn't it? That would be a lovely cool. rumour. Yeah.
Also, I was way ahead of you then. Biffy Clyro might very well be playing Reading Festival.
I love Biffy Clyro. Mon the Biff. Love them. Fantastic.
Wow, you really do.
I do. Yeah, they're pretty. Don't you like them?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I saw them live. They're really good live.
They're amazing live.
They're a lot heavier.
I love nearly all of their albums. Their early stuff is fantastic, really, really heavy. I don't know many people who don't like them.
No, they're just an all-round solid band.
They're really, really cool.
I read an article and they're writing, and I'm presuming that they're going to do a festival run after the album release.
Probably.
Because they are that big.
That's fantastic if they're doing an album as well. It's been a while.
Apparently they're writing with the Goldfinger singer as well.
Very nice.
I mean, he writes for like 5 Seconds of Summer and people like that as a day job.
Oh, dear.
But it means that he's good at writing what people want to hear.
No, you know, obviously he's a good songwriter. That's cool though, man. I'd love it if Biffy will be playing some festivals this summer. That'd be sweet. I imagine that they will do a few UK shows as well, which is also lovely.
And that's about all I could find, really. Apart from festivals like Glastonbury, but I don't really care about them.
You don't care about Glasto, do you? But I've heard that it's a really cool festival.
Okay. There is a rumour. Miley Cyrus. There we go.
Sold. I am there. Who doesn't want to see Hannah Montana? Do you know what I mean? Well, actually, that sounded a bit weird.
Everybody has already seen all of her, and I don't want to talk about her because she's not alternative. Well, she's alternative, but she's not.
Is so. I know, mate. But going back to Glasto, a lot of people that I know have been. I actually tried to get tickets this year and couldn't get them because there's obviously such a massive demand for them. Said it's really, really cool. It's not just about the music. It's a really awesome festival.
I remember when Reading used to sell out in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, but Reading and Leeds are rubbish.
It's gone downhill a lot.
Yeah, but like for me, like we're going to get it onto later, but like Leeds and Reading, for me, just not a fan anymore. Like, even Download's a bit, but like Leeds and Reading, forget about it. But Glasto apparently is really, really cool. A lot of my good friends go to it. And
it's like an artsy-fartsy. They got all things other than the music.
Yeah,
right?
Totally, man, which apparently makes it really, really cool. And I like the fact that you have to get tickets via like proper means. It's not about just buying bulk and then selling them on, which I'm just not a fan of at all. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, paying silly prices for tickets. They're already expensive anyway. I don't know any other festival rumours. But we do a thing, which you are probably all aware of, where we, you know, do go through the news and blah, 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 blah. But Adam made a good point. We're not going to do a day in history, are we?
No. We're going to do a this year in festival history.
Okay.
There's a few cool little things. So some significant years kind of thing. So 25 years ago this year, Nirvana played the main stage at Reading. And I think it was either the last or the last before the last, the penultimate.
Never heard of them.
They were this band.
Yeah.
They were a little bit, they got a little bit popular.
Did they?
Yeah.
They played Reading.
Yeah, main stage.
Not a fan. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 25 years ago this year.
Very nice.
I think it was the year after that I read somewhere he got wheeled on in a wheelchair. I don't know why I'm sticking my leg out. In a hospital gown.
Who, Kurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On stage.
I do recall something like that as well. That's a pretty cool anniversary, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And incidentally, you have... do you have another cool...
A big old happy birthday to Slam Dunk Festival.
Oh, how is it?
It's 10 years old this year.
You do love it a bit too much, but that's cool. You know what I mean? But it did start off really small, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. 10 years ago, it started the first 2 years, seven bands. That's all it started off with.
Very nice.
Just a mini little, I think Fall Out Boy might have headlined it, the first one.
Yeah.
And now there's over 50.
Which is fantastic. I love that. I love the fact that it's obviously evolved and progressed so much. That's really, really cool.
I noticed the price has more than doubled, but I mean, seven bands, it was 20 quid when it first started, which is
nothing.
£3 a band. But now is over 50 bands, and it's like £46, including all the fees.
That's
amazing.
Which
is less than a quid a band.
That's amazing.
Whereas you got like Reading Festival and Download Festival, which is over 200 quid.
Oh, I really think it's atrocious.
You were talking to me earlier, weren't you, about European gigs and how festivals and how cheap they are compared to England.
Yeah, basically, I think festivals in the UK, I mean, apart from Slam Dunk, are just way overpriced. They are overpriced. Like, V Festival is probably the most expensive one.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't get it. It's like the worst festival of them all. And that's just my opinion, obviously, with the bands that play. But it's very, very expensive. And as we all know, as you know...
Is V Festival like your Oasis and your Coldplay kind of...
Yeah, but it used to be... You know, it's weird because, like, V Festival used to be indie, in inverted commas, like years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's not. It's all, like, commercial stuff. It's like you get such a weird... range of people playing. It's not indie anymore. Leeds and Reading used to be rock in inverted commas. That's not a thing anymore.
No, Download used very indie this year, isn't it?
Yeah, but Download is
apart
like
from Crossfade.
Metal in inverted commas. Yes, it is still metal, but there are a lot of other
Neck Deep.
Do you know what I mean? So it is obviously a business, but way too expensive. Like, I don't see how anyone can spend £300 or £250 on a festival ticket for a three-day festival, when in Europe, you can go over to Germany and France and go to equally as good of festivals.
Better.
Yeah, in fact, better.
Some of the lineups you showed me.
It's like less than €200.
Yeah, 195, that's, what was it, 150-something quid.
Yeah.
For 3 days. And in America, in Texas, the So What festival that I showed you earlier.
That was amazing, yeah.
$350 for, like, the supreme... kind of stars jangling VIP
seriously?
Package.
Because you showed me the prices and I was thinking, what's he on about? Like $350. And obviously there was like the generic tickets, which was like, what, $90? Something like...
Yeah, like $99.
For like the two days. Yeah. 2 days. And it's like a very, very sort of like, you know, well-known bands, blah, 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 blah. Really cool. Really, really cheap. But this $350 thing you're on about...
You get everything.
Everything.
You get meet and greet.
Pretty much. You get...
You get, like, limited edition everything, which is awesome. What else was it?
It was, like, you get after parties, before parties, VIP passes. You can get, like, signed stuff.
Yeah, you get the VIP main
passes,
stage.
And everything.
Your own little toilet area.
For less. And sorry. For a little bit more than a normal festival ticket in the UK.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do... is we're going to create our own festival, aren't we?
Yes.
So what we're going to do is...
Well, not right now, a real one.
No, but like if we were to create a festival, the things that we'd like, the things that we like in festivals, we dislike, and then pick a main stage and a second stage, which I think is a pretty cool idea.
Should we do 1 day or 2 days? Well,
I think 2 days.
It's time dependent, isn't it?
It is really time dependent. You know, obviously, I think for the punters, I would like to do 3 days, but we're going to go with 2 days for now. Do you know what I mean?
We can figure something out.
Yeah, totally. So,
do you want to come up with some bands, or do you want to kind of outline the general idea behind the festival?
Yeah, okay. I don't mind either way. What do you think? I could put it this way, dude. I've got a huge list of bands, so I can.
Yeah, we're probably going to fall out. We're not going to have a set lineup here. We're just going to headliners and bands. Like, we're not going to properly do the lineup because we'll just end up falling out.
No, yeah, because obviously you'll want so-and-so to headline, and I'll be like, no.
I'm glad you said so-and-so, not like a specific band.
No, because, you know, that will obviously just mean we'll be in the studio going, that's it, I'm out of here, I don't need this. But yeah, that is what we're going to do. And I like the fact that we got some pretty epic historical sort of like anniversaries in there. That's pretty sweet, dude.
Yeah.
Like that. So anyway, what should we start off with?
Let's start off with the small stage on day one. So let's say we're doing 2 days.
Okay.
There'll be a smaller stage, say 5-10 bands, and then a main stage, say 10 bands or whatever. And then there's a day two, which is exactly the same.
Okay.
I know who I want to headline one of the small stage, one of the small stages.
Well, the smaller stage.
Yeah, I've already got my headliner and my main support, and you're going to disagree, but this is what I'd choose.
Okay. So
coming in on, I'd like Let Live to... be the main band, and I'd like Crooks to support them because they kind of interlink well. Let Live are electric live. I would put them on the big stage, but they need that more intimate setting because the singer just goes mental and everyone will love it.
Is this stage outdoor?
No, it'll be a tent.
Like it?
Like the Festival Republic type stage.
I was going to say our festival should have the second stage in a tent. I love that.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
That's why I think Let Live will be amazing in it. Hangs from all the banisters, he beats up all
totally,
the
man.
Security guards.
Don't know much about them, but I know that being to festivals when, like, you know, bands that you adore playing tents, the atmosphere is unbelievable, man.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Like it. We're going to go on to the headlining thing, yeah. I may not just give you that, but, you know. what are we going to say? Give me some specifics you want our festival to have.
Oh, okay.
Logistically wise.
Definitely. Okay. Apart from the tickets being cheap, the food is going to be cheap.
Yes.
And the alcohol is going to be cheap as well.
We are going to make our festival about...
Nobody wants to spend 12 quid on a flat beer and a hot dog.
No, who does?
Nobody wants to do that.
No, not at all. Not at all. First of all, we're going to have the currency in dollars, just to confuse people. No, I'm joking.
No, let's do it.
$300.
No, we'll do it in yen. 10 million yen for a hot dog.
Yeah.
That's like a quid, right?
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. But like, yeah, I agree with you, man. I think that price-wise, we should obviously have... what was that one? Was it Yes Festival? The one in America?
So What,
sorry. We should have something similar to that. So I think we should have like a weekend pass, VIP pass, ultimate VIP pass, day pass. Do you know what I mean? But they're all very, very affordable. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
So I think that for me, I don't know whether you agree with this, but for a 2-day pass, I think £100. Do you know what I mean? There or thereabouts. £100, I reckon, for a day. So that's for a 2-day pass. For a day pass, I reckon, say, 45.
So it's cheaper to get 2-day passes.
See, this is where my weakness
maybe
come in.
Maybe okay, we'll get an accountant for that. But I have some rules. There will be some rules. Okay, no acoustic guitars on camps. Nobody wants to sit there and watch you play guitar and sing. Nobody wants to do that.
I don't care either way. But if you really insist on that, okay.
If your other friends are off on like a toilet run or they're going off to do something, you're just sat there with the guy that you kind of know who came with someone else's friend.
Yeah, man.
And then he just gets his guitar out and starts singing and he looks at you and you just sat there like, what the
Everyone
fuck?
Loves a douchebag with a guitar.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Serenading the ladies and all that
we
rubbish.
We need to hire people to come along, rip it out of their hand and smash it on the floor and go, no.
So that could be a campsite rule.
No, it definitely will be
okay,
a campsite rule.
Okay, that's one rule. That's one rule. Going back to the campsite thing again, I think that you had a good one as well. You didn't want any villagers.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, you know the kind of people where they bring their own kind of mini marquee and they give themselves loads of like space to sit round and then everyone else has got to camp by the footpath.
Once again, I don't care about that either. Like, it's if you're with a big group of people, I think it's nice that you have like a little...
Yeah, but that's like saying fuck everyone else. The festival was like a unity thing. You don't have to camp next to a footpath and get everybody pissing on your tent.
Well, that is
just
true.
Squish
but
up and let everybody else in.
Perhaps. But yeah, I like that. I
think I'll go around personally with a flamethrower and torch all the villagers.
Bloody hell. I tell you what, I like the fact that you want people to get to know each other. I tend to have.
But not through song.
Apparently, it's not through song and not through actually having your own friends. You've got to make new friends, apparently, with Adam. In fact, yeah. If you buy a ticket, you can't go with anyone that you know. Do you know what I mean?
No, come on.
Big fan of flags, though.
You need to be able to find your tent.
I'm a big fan of the old flag. I think that we should obviously encourage that.
Yeah, you need to be able to find your own tent.
Create your own flag as well. I think people should have
their own flags. Can't come in unless you've created your own flag.
No countries allowed. No. Like, no country flags. You've got to bring your own creation of a tent.
Penises.
Flag.
Penises allowed.
That would be your tent. You know what I mean? This is Adam's area. Adam's non-village, shall we say.
Oh, no phone charging stations. I don't want any outside company bringing their phone charging stations.
I think it's a good idea not having that. I like the sort of like the fact that you're not sort of like doing what you'd normally do. Because phones consume everybody's lives, don't they?
When I was at that gig the other night, I just looked round at one point and I was the only one stood there
watching
like,
the gig, yeah.
Actually taking the gig in. Everyone else is out there. One person had their iPad up to the fucking...
Fuck's sake. Do you know what though, right? I have to say I've taken photos at gigs, but fuck about. I try not to anymore.
If I do it in the first 30 seconds of the song and then that's it.
And then you just enjoy the rest of the gig. Why would you go to a gig and watch it through a phone? Fuck that shit. Do you know what I mean?
So as soon as your phone runs out, good.
Yeah. You can bring cameras, I think.
Yeah.
But not actual, just sort of like.
No, I mean you can do what you want with your phone, but like
once
when it
got
runs
no battery,
out,
you've got no battery.
Fucking,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
I usually take a little shitty Nokia, like 3310.
Yeah, everyone does that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Which you know.
Well, I don't know. The queues are always massive for these charging stations. Like people get up early just so they can queue to charge their fucking phone.
Because people are obsessed with fucking going on about Facebook and telling everyone about what
extension of
they,
their own personality.
Blummin' echo. So, don't get me started, lad. You know what I mean?
Anyway, no charging station.
Yeah, I like that. I like that one. That's a good one. Any other ones?
Yes. Okay, so... Alan! Steve! Fuck off. No, not allowed.
Everyone loves that. Everyone loves a good old shouting out, you know.
It was funny for my group of friends because we had this guy called Steve. And he was a redhead, and every time we saw a redhead male, we'd shout Steve at them.
Of course.
We didn't actually know I don't know if what the Steve or Alan thing even came from, but we used to do that, and it was funny for 1 year. Tried to do it the second year, wasn't funny. People are still doing it this year. 16-year-olds are coming through doing it. They don't have a fucking clue.
No, sorry.
Why
you've got
to,
you know, you can't just, you've got to be, you know, I don't agree with that.
Okay, so yeah, if that happens, again, flamethrower.
Blimey, all right. Sounds like a fun festival so far, bloody hell.
And the, yes, it's going to be called
all right, here's
Happy Jolly Festival.
Here's what I want in the festival, yeah? So, yeah, we'll go with some of your ideas, blah, 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 blah. That's fine.
Maybe some of them are illegal, but...
Yeah. But I really, really think that you should be allowed to bring your own booze into the arena.
Into the arena, yes.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Yeah.
Like, we're not about, like, paying £500 for a warm beer. Like, even though we don't drink anymore...
Oh, but you
like,
do get 10p if you give the cup back.
Yeah, but but then you get people just going around collecting cups.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Fuck them.
But my point being is that you should... And this is what... Apparently, I don't know whether this is true, but at Glastow, you can do that. You can bring your own stuff in, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, nice. So you're slowly selling it to me.
Yeah, we will go to Glastow, but... Well, if we get tickets. But the point being is that I genuinely think that festivals are atrocious for that. Like, not letting you bring stuff in and, you know, having to spend colossal amounts of money on really, really, really terrible beer.
You can't
even... And even soft drinks and even water and the food. The food is another thing as well.
They're that ruthless, right? The first time I went to Reading, I had a big cast on because I'd had an operation on my hand. And the security guys, I went through into the arena at Reading Festival, prodded his fingers down in and around my cast.
Unbelievable.
And it was on my palm that I'd had some glass removed, and it really fucking hurt.
Did you have
I was
some,
like, what the fuck are you doing?
What about the powder?
Well, yeah, he found all the acid and coke and heroin. And, yeah, he found that. That sucked. But my thumb... No, I'm joking.
Are you?
But yeah,
are you,
can you believe that they do that?
Dude, like... Well, yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't put a finger at my bum.
Well, I mean... To be perfectly honest, that's ridiculous having to do that.
Yeah.
I mean. But no, not as.
At our festival, we're checking if you have drink, and if you don't, we're going to give you some vodka.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a thing. That could be a
could
thing.
Could be expensive, but you know.
No, well, definitely, man. I think you should be able to bring in whatever you want. Whatever you want. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it seems like it's one of the things that festival goers would appreciate is that. Once again, they spend X amount on a ticket, 250 or whatever it is, and they have to spend another, 100, £200 on rubbish in the actual arena.
Unless you get wankered pre-arena.
Everyone
but
does
then,
that.
Yeah, but then it's nice to continue having a drink while you're there.
Festivals are long, man.
Yeah.
You want to have a whole day of just getting pre-drinking.
Like, you want to keep your drunk up, because otherwise you get a headache, you get tired.
Of course, man. Of course. Big fan of that idea, and the food as well is going to be in the arena is going to be cheap. Lots of independent businesses, which is what festivals are anyway, but we're going to have it, like, you know, reasonably priced.
Yeah,
none of this, like, seriously, whenever you go to a festival, the queues for, like, all the vans are really, really long just generally. But for what are you buying?
We're even going to we should make, like, a Go Compare app for the takeaways at the festival. Like, a kind of Just Eat Go Compare type hybrid. You can look through, oh, hot dog, £2.50.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think, once again, it will give the punters a bit more sort of like an enjoyable experience, because if they know that if they are hungry, they haven't got to spend like 20 odd quid for two meals within that day. That is just tastes like shit.
And another thing as well, the campsites are going to circle the main arena.
Yes. Yeah.
So it never will be never be more than 15-20 minute walk to the main arena. Fuck walking 45 minutes.
That is true. That is, although when I went to Leeds years and years and years ago, we were in, like, I think we were in the furthest campsite, and so much so that my tent was at the bottom of a hill, and it pissed down on the last day, and I mean like proper pissed down.
Oh.
And there was like a massive mudslide, and I left my tent there and all kinds of shit there, because basically it was just like it was impossible. It was like a swamp. But the walk back was fun because we were all like laughing and drinking and having a sing and everything. But it got a bit tedious on the last day because you're just like, I just want to go home now. I'm just tired. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I like that idea. We should have it an equal sort of like distance to get into the arena. Really like that idea.
Yeah.
So they're the kind of like basics, aren't they?
Yeah.
For the festival type thing.
We'd be good festival makers.
I think we would. And car park as well. Got to sort that stuff out as well, man. The car parks have got to be...
Oh, man. Last time I went to Reading in a car, we spent like 5 hours waiting to leave on the Monday.
Fucking hell, man. Honestly, it's ridiculous. Like, that is the one thing that probably might not be able to actually do much about when people are leaving because it's just hordes of people. But we'll try and make it as efficient as possible. Do you know what I mean? We'll have it like all sort of like organized and stuff like that, and it'll be good. I think it will be. Or we'll put entertainment on as they're leaving.
That's a great idea.
Have them all sort of like
flame jugglers,
DJs, and jugglers, and you burning people. Apparently, fucking take your guitar, lad, and get out of here. Do you know what I mean? I don't care if your name's Steve. So that will be a another nice little thing, I think, for our festival. Do you know what I mean?
You're funny.
Okay, dude. So getting back to your bands that you want to play.
No, go on. All right. Okay, let's start with the main stage. Who is going to headline our festival? 2 days.
2 days? I know I've got a few bands.
No, fuck it. 3 days.
3 days? Okay, 3 days. Okay.
Do we want to, like, you know, at Reading, they have, like, one of their, I think it's usually Sunday, used to be the more heavier day. Are we going to genre it up?
Totally. I think it makes sense to have, like, a metalish day.
Because then you can get your day ticket if you don't like the other genres. Exactly.
I don't think it makes any difference which way you do it, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because obviously just it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
I've got a few bands that I'd like to mention.
Who would you really want to headline?
I'll tell you. Just 1 second.
I really need a toilet, man.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah. Old Rock Repeat will be back after this quick service announcement.
Have you been hurt in an accident in the past 6 months? Did you fall and graze your knee because you're an idiot? Or have you just plain given up and want to claim compensation? Tough! Call 0800 Suck It Up now and we won't answer.
Terms and conditions apply. Calls are charged at £2 million per minute, even when it's ringing. If someone does answer, they won't speak English. Calling this means you're entering a contract to pay us your salary for the next 5 years. Please dial irresponsibly.
Hiya.
Oh, you're back.
Hi.
Fuck it up.
Right. Neck. Tell you what.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Today, but don't drink that much water before we do a podcast.
What a day.
No.
Come on then.
A maze here as well.
Who, right, let's crack on. Who is headlining one of the days?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park? Mm. Any specifics or just Linkin Park are playing?
I just headlining one day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I could be down with that. I mean, what have they done recently to deserve it?
They're in the studio now, recording a new album.
So, okay, so you're hoping Linkin Park album is out by then and they're going to headline?
Yeah.
I've got
I think we'd agree on one of the. They're just huge. Do you know what I mean?
They're one of the all-time selling artists, aren't they?
Yeah,
for something
unbelievable.
What was it you told me earlier?
That Hybrid Theory has sold some, like, the sheer volume has just been absolute millions and millions and millions, maybe even trillions. Who knows? Billions, in fact. But I know that their album certainly has been one of the biggest sellers of all time in rock.
That's a pretty... Okay, they do deserve it, I guess.
Totally, man. I've always been a fan of them. I absolutely adore them. But I think they're big enough to headline any festival in the world. Do you know what I mean? So I think if you have a band of that caliber at the very top of your list, I think it will attract tons and tons of people.
Okay, so we're going with a kind of metal, new metal kind of... progressive rock kind of day for
that
this day.
Yeah. I think if we start there and then we can work towards having a good second stage and a really good main stage.
I'd really like one of the days to be like a complete festival experience band day, but we'll get to that one.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so
do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
If not headlining, towards the top anyway.
Well, I think that you couldn't not have Linkin Park headlining.
Nowadays you couldn't.
No, of course you couldn't. So who would come before them?
Deftones? Potentially. I don't think they're number twos, though.
They've been the number two. I mean, I think they are a number two band.
No way. What are you like?
No, they've been quite a few times they've not headlined, but they've played the main stage near the very top.
They're very, very...
I think they'd sit there.
No, they're definitely on the main stage. They'd be near the top. But I've got, like, on my list of bands here, I've got System of a Down.
They'd go... Okay, System, Deftones, Linkin Park. Top three on that day.
I'd go Linkin Park, System, Deftones.
So, were Deftones top?
No. So, Linkin Park, then System, then Deftones.
Okay, you're doing it. So, go Deftones, then System, then Linkin
Park.
Yeah,
so whichever, however you're organising it, Laird, I think that should be the order. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you seen System before?
Yes.
Amazing, mate.
Oh, wait. I was at the festival when they played, and I was really, really, really not drunk at all.
Right.
And forgot.
And you forgot what?
I forgot the system we're playing. I came away from whatever I was doing and I listened. And I was like, oh, shit. System we're playing. And it's like a 45-minute walk there. So I just missed them.
Dude, they're amazing. So I reckon that'd be cool. I'm just going to say a few of the bands that I think should be on this stage. I don't know whether you've got a list of this sort of caliber bands wise, but I've got bands like Rammstein. They're pretty massive. Slayer, Hatebreed, Bring Me the Horizon. I mean, I've put them on there just because I think they could potentially offer.
Well, this is like second day sounding material.
Second day? Oh, in the terms of the festival?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
We're on the first day.
Are we on the first day?
Do you know... I'm jumping straight to the second day for this. I think Baby Metal should open the main stage on the second day. No, they shouldn't. They should start playing when it's dark.
Yeah, I don't think... They opened the main stage last year at Leeds and Reading.
Did they?
Yeah, they did, because I was...
In the day?
In the day.
Surely it looks better at night.
Of course it would.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're not that... They weren't quite there, if you know what I mean. I don't even think they were actually officially playing Leeds and Reading initially. I think they got added to it. But essentially, they were playing the main stage during the day, which obviously takes away a lot from their performances. But they should definitely... Do you know what? Did I put that on my list? I'm sure I put Baby Metal on there.
Yeah, you did.
I did, yeah. I put Baby Metal on there. Yeah, they should definitely be on the main stage. But I reckon they should be towards the middle, like, area.
Okay, I think I know how... We should have... I think we should have Mallory Knox opening the main stage, and then someone like Beartooth, I reckon, after them, maybe.
Yeah.
And a couple of other bands in between, then Deftones, System, Linkin Park.
Yeah, but I could do like a whole ton more bands that I could put on that stage. Do you know what I mean?
But we're just trying to think of the best.
Yeah, but you got bands like, you know, if you can have Mallory Knox, who I love, and I know that's a little bit, ooh, how can you like Mallory Knox? You know, I do actually genuinely like them. A lot of people don't, but they're really, really good live. But if you got them, I've got bands like on my list here. You should see my list. I think you have seen my list. It's absolutely massive. Like, you've got Slipknot, you've got Alexis on Fire, you've got Pierce the Veil, you've got Asking Alexandria.
Yeah, you've gone for loads of really big bands. You got to think of the whole spectrum here.
But that's what I'm doing.
You can be the headliner booker then.
Yeah, the one. See, what you're going to have, I think, at a festival is one day where it attracts. I mean, I think all 3 days, but I genuinely think that the one of the main days should be like a really epic day. Do you know what I mean? Like of metal.
Second day. Yeah. Crossfaith are going to headline the smaller stage.
Yeah, I agree with that. 100%. They would definitely.
I would love to see them on a massive stage, but I think it would be. I don't know. Every time I've seen them, it's been like indoors, a smaller place, and it's just been huge.
Beautiful, man. But for the smaller stage, I think I've got bands like Limp Bizkit. Do you know what I mean?
Smaller stage.
Yeah, I think they would be good in a tent.
Actually, I think we might as well go with that whole kind of new metal 90s, 2000s kind of thing on the first day and just go Limp Bizkit, Deftones, Limp Bizkit, System, Linkin Park.
Yeah, I think so, man. We've got
how cool would that be?
Be sweet, man. And it'd be well cool. And who else? I've got Atreyu. Do you remember Atreyu?
Yeah, are they doing anything new?
They did an album last year.
Okay, so we could have Atreyu, Beartooth, Thingy, whoever that was. What was it? Okay, so Atreyu, Beartooth, Deftones, Limp Bizkit, System, Linkin Park.
Yeah, amongst others. It's just really difficult, isn't it? Because
that's plenty for our festival. I mean, we're only small.
True. But on the same day in the tent.
Let Live.
On the same day? Do they correlate? They do actually. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, of course
they do. They totally do. I'm getting confused with another band. Yes, I like that. Crossfaith to headline.
No, that's the second day.
That's the second day.
Like the heavy, heavy day.
So we're agreeing, but we're getting the schedules a little bit mixed up.
Are we?
I don't know. I'm not too sure. But we're getting there. I think so far we've mentioned some really cool bands.
So the first day we've got Let Live, headline in the smaller stage.
Okay.
Then we've got on the main stage, we've got Atreyu. We've got other bands that I've forgotten already.
Okay.
Atreyu, Beartooth, Deftones, Limp Bizkit,
yeah.
System, Linkin Park.
Okay.
And on the smaller stage, like I said, Let Live. And then you need a few, you know, like upcoming bands now. We've gone to the older, more established bands.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, Crux, that band I mentioned the other
week. Yes,
they would fit perfectly before Let Live.
Okay.
And possibly Creeper as well. No, I want to save Creeper for the last day.
For the last day?
Yes. The more... punk day.
The more Which, punk day.
Yeah, you don't know, but that's what that day is going to be.
Okay, so hold on. Right, so the first day, what's the second day then?
The second day is the metal day. Like the heavy, heavy, heavy day, like the Slipknot.
Okay, so like I got Korn.
Oh, can we have Children of Bodom?
Of course we can. Oh, we can have whoever we want, so cool. Whoever we want.
Oh my God. Oh, I don't know whether to have Children of Bodom or Crossfaith headline in the smaller stage now.
Ooh, I don't know. It's a good one to decide between.
That is it. Maybe someone can help me out there, because I think that's quite a tricky.
Ask Josh. He might know. You know what I mean? Yeah. He'll Josh. Probably know. But you know what? There's a band on here. Okay, they're not a band anymore, but My Chemical Romance. I would love them to play.
No.
Again. Yeah, dude. No. They're awesome.
Well, A, they're not going to play their old stuff ever again. And B, no.
Why not? Why wouldn't they? Because I mean, actually, I know dicks. They wouldn't, because they hate that stuff now.
Yeah. No.
They got so successful that it actually became a... They just didn't enjoy it anymore.
My Chemical Romance, a band. And Bring Me a Band as well, by the way.
Bring Me a Band. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. It's a shame. It's a damn shame, son. But I think that... You've got to have Rammstein on the main stage, because they're like baby metal,
oh,
but just
shit.
Like...
Oh, shit. What about Under Oath?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, someone needs to help me out here. Under Oath, Crossfaith, or Children of Bodom on the smallest headline in the our very own Festival Republic stage-esque stage.
Personally, out of those ones, I would have...
Maybe we'll invent like a push-button system where someone can... look at it, whatever band they want to see. All three are playing at the same time, but you press a button somewhere.
Yeah.
On your foot, I don't know, and you see the band you want to see.
I mean, that's certainly an idea. I don't know where that's
going. Someone
gonna...
call a scientist.
We need some science, yeah. No, I don't know, man. Like, that's a difficult one. That is a difficult one. But, I mean, you've got bands like, I think, who could also headline the small stage as well.
Oh, there's loads. There's
that I haven't mentioned, though. Like, I think that... A really cool one that would be awesome in there would be Enter Shikari.
No, they play every festival ever, all the time.
Yeah.
No, that's just old now. Yeah, but I've seen them like 12 times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't moan about it. Do you know what I mean? That's good. That's
They're
good
really
thing.
Good, but they play festivals every year. We want it to be a bit different.
Okay.
I mean, it's not different, as apart from all the rules that we've put.
How long does each person play for as well? Each band, sorry. That's what I wanted to ask you as well.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
I think it's a big deal, man.
No, I figure that out nearer the time.
I reckon. No, because you've got to think about it. Like, you know, you can't have a band who is headlining a main stage playing 45 minutes. That's rubbish.
It's just a given, isn't it? It doesn't matter.
Don't know. Don't think I agree
with
you.
We'll figure out the logistics if we ever make it.
Well, put it this way, my day is going to be super organised.
Is it?
And it's going to be super awesome. And it's actually going to make the most money. I just know this. From all the day passes.
Well, if they just play, and if they play for too long, I'll just get my flamethrower out.
You and your flamethrower? Bloody hell. I don't know whether I want to partner up on this with you now. Do you know what I mean?
I've just thought of some bands for the last day.
What, the pop punk day?
You're going to agree.
No interest in the pop punk day, but go
Panic
on.
At the Disco.
Oh yeah,
are going to be headlining.
Of course.
Well, okay, Brendan Urie is going to be headlining, and do you know who's going to come next?
After Panic.
Yep.
No idea, dude.
Gogol Bordello.
What, really?
Yeah, the Gypsy Punk band.
I don't know who they are. I'm just saying, why would they be second?
Okay, maybe not second, but they'll be up on that main stage as well, because they are really fun.
No, I don't doubt that. I just think that. If you look at festival sort of like orders, they're always done by, I suppose, popularity, aren't they? So they're kind of like niche,
yeah,
aren't they?
Fuck it.
With your day, it's your day. I'm giving you that day.
You're giving me this day.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I can go nuts.
Well, I've got one day. You've got one day. My day's been all confused. I'm totally confused about my day now. But
I know exactly what order your day is in.
Well, I don't agree with the order. You know what I mean? At all. In any way. In fact, I'm going to revamp it right now. But what's the... who else
played
Pop Punk Day?
You shouldn't have sold your 50% to me the other day when you were drunk.
Well, joke's on you, lad. I don't drink, do I? So it's not even possible. Not even possible. But go on. Who else is playing the Pop Punk Day, lad?
4 Year Strong.
Yes. Yes. Solid.
4 Year Strong
solid.
Are going to be playing.
They're definitely got to be like...
Newfound Glory have to play. No, 4 Year Strong would be on the smaller stage.
What?
Yeah, they're much better intimate.
Okay, that's cool. What about, who did you say just then?
Newfound Glory.
Well, they've surely got me main stage.
Yes, 100%.
But they've got to be pretty much near the top, Surely.
Last time I saw them, they were in the day at Reading.
Yeah, but if you're having a pop punk day, in inverted commas, surely they've got to be near Panic.
Okay, you can go Newfound Glory, Panic.
Okay, yeah. Who else?
Well, I would have said Blink, but that's all gone to shit now, hasn't it, for a while?
I had Blink on my list.
Yeah, but it's transitional. Like, they're not going to... I don't want to risk putting them out with the Alkaline Trio singer straight away.
I really don't know how I feel about that.
Did you see that video of him singing?
Matt, no, I haven't.
Oh, it's just a little short clip.
And you know, Tom hasn't actually left. You do know this.
I don't know.
Tom DeLonge has actually said he hasn't left Blink 182. He just isn't recording with them at the moment. He's got so many other projects going on at the moment. It just seems really weird to me. And also, I was saying this to one of my friends, and I don't even want to say it to you, I was saying this generally, and I think you probably agree with me on this. How the hell can anybody else sing Tom DeLonge songs? He's got such a distinct voice.
It's not gonna
work.
How are they going to play their old stuff?
It won't work.
Unless Tom sings most of it. No, sorry, Mark.
No, Mark has his... Mark and Tom always used a change between them. But you can't have somebody else singing Tom DeLonge songs. He's got such a memorable voice. It's just going to sound weird. So I reckon... Wait, you're right. Wait to see if Blink go on there.
Blink can't play.
Okay, who else? Come on. You're not selling it to me, man.
Paramore. I really want Paramore.
And you're definitely not sold it to me now.
Why not?
Hayley.
Yeah.
Apparently she's horrific. As a human being.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Really, really like a massive diva. Like she's really like, you know, I just hear all these things that she's very, very unapproachable and not a friendly person.
Can I throw a curveball then?
Yeah.
Can we have Florence?
And the Machine?
Yeah.
I love Florence.
Such a festival experience band.
Do you know what? You know what it is about her? Her voice is absolutely stunning, but you're right, live, unbelievable.
Let's have Florence.
Really yeah, I
just
want
shove
Florence.
Her in there.
I love her. I actually think I'm in love with her as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that...
I actually find her, like, her music stunning, but I think she's stunning because of her music as well.
Oh.
I would marry her tomorrow. No doubt. No doubt, man. I like that. Not pop punk at all. But she can definitely do a festival.
Yeah, well, I mean, this festival has no order whatsoever. I'm completely lost now.
Do you know what we've learned from this?
We can't organise festivals.
Well, perhaps.
Or
organising a festival is not
that hard. It's really hard.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel...
Like, I thought you just... I don't know. Bands I like, ring them, get them in, buy a flamethrower.
Okay,
everyone's happy.
Here. I'm going to quickly do what I think my metal day should be, right? So I reckon it should be Linkin Park first, yeah?
But they're on the first day.
Who gives a shit what day it is, man? I don't give a shit what day it is. I'm on about my actual fucking day, right? The actual order of the band should be, yeah, Linkin Park, then either Slipknot or System of a Down, right?
How can Slipknot play before Linkin Park? That makes no sense.
What do you mean makes no sense? They're both from exactly the same time period.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what I mean? We're not going to have a pop punk day, are they? Do you know what I mean? They might be booked elsewhere. My point being is that, leave my fucking day alone, yeah?
Go on, then.
So Linkin Park, System of a Down, forget the order now. Linkin Park, System of a Down, Slipknot, Bullet From a Valentine, Rammstein, Slayer, Trivium, Hatebreed, The Used are going to be there as well, probably not on the main stage. And then you're going to have bands like Machine Head, Beartooth, Atreyu, Periphery, Alexis on Fire, Rage Against the Machine, Percival, Asking Alexandria.
I don't know what's wrong with Kieran.
Do you know what
right
I mean?
Now.
All these bands, man. it'd sell out. It'd sell out every single year.
Right, well.
But Biffy, I think Biffy should go on your day.
I'm out.
Biffy should go on your day.
I'm out.
No, Biffy should go on your day.
Do you know what we should do, though?
What?
Okay, so you know, festivals are like Wednesday, you can go there early, and then Thursday they have like comedians and all that, then Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the bands.
Yeah,
I was thinking on Thursday,
yeah,
because I like a good unsigned band, we could have an all day unsigned tent.
Love it.
And you can just go in and
love that,
just listen to unsigned bands, and they get really good kind of
exposure.
That's the word I was
totally
looking for,
man. I'm big fan of that, and honestly, genuinely, you've done really well with your unsigned bands.
Oh, it's a
podcast.
Great one this week,
dude.
I nearly forgot.
It's so awesome. I you surprise me every single week. It's like last week, The City Is Ours, I absolutely adored that song, and I think they're going to do really, really well.
Yep.
This week, you've got something completely different, a different song altogether,
just
different band.
Good.
Seriously good. I can't wait for everyone to hear this song.
So are we fucking off our festival for now?
No. I think that okay, we've obviously clearly not very organized and obviously not going to agree on the order of bands. That's apparent. But I like the idea. Our logistics are brilliant. I think we've got the whole sort of like pricing structure the right.
The flamethrower,
obviously, that's obviously a big...
We could fuel the flamethrower with the acoustic guitars. It's
it could maybe be shaped like a guitar. Do you know what I mean? You could that would be. And what was the other thing? The unsigned thing, fantastic. Yeah. Love that. Really like that idea.
And this band that we're going to play this week,
yeah,
is going to headline it. I haven't told him yet, but that's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah,
this is going to happen. I think we should probably filter down our list, though. I don't think we're going to get. You know what's going to happen? We're going to have people playing at the same time as each other. Gonna have fucking Linkin Park going on and fucking System of a Down turn up and going, hold on, and I'll be like, speak to Adam. Speak to Adam. Speak to him. Can't, lad, he's in the campsite. What's he doing? He's going mental at some people who've created a village. Do you know what I mean? And that's what's gonna happen. Do you know what I mean? So all I'm saying is that we've got a good catalogue of bands.
I think we should move on from the festival thing now.
You think?
Wrap her up. I'm gonna start talking about the band.
Good.
This band, they're called Empire. They're from Cheltenham. Churning out some great bands at the moment. This band are going to headline the festival that's never going to happen.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's go. But no, I'm joking. No, they're definitely, dude, seriously, amazing song this week. And yeah. I really think they would be an amazing band to headline unsigned on our Tuesday, Thursday festival.
I can't believe they're unsigned.
Well, once again, like last week I said, you play me all these songs and you're like, do you like this? And I'm like, you know, obviously it just varies, but... I can't believe some of the bands that aren't unsigned.
Yeah.
Not just because of like the production's incredible, the vocalist, it's just everything about the songs you play to me have been absolutely phenomenal.
Really,
and this
really
is a
good
really
songwriting.
Good one.
We're going to play you a song by them. They brought out a single called Patchwork and Bone late last year, I think. If you want to listen to them afterwards or go like them or whatever, they're on Facebook.
You should.
What's the Empire Band UK at Facebook. Mm-hmm. And on Twitter, it's @ShoutEmpire. Go shout at Empire, would you? Because they're very good. So yeah, that's about it, really.
Excellent. Well, as before, you have impressed me with all of your unsigned bands.
Why,
there's obviously
you.
A load of amazing talent in the UK.
Yep.
Very, very impressed. I do hope you've enjoyed our podcast this week. It has been a little bit sort of, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, but, you know, we're going to give you an update one day about our festival. So yeah, playing us out this week on All Repeat is Empire with Patchwork and Bone. Hope you enjoy it. I certainly did. And see you next week.